Welcome to the third podcast of FlameFlash.net. I'm FlameFlash. I'm also FlameFlash on Twitter. And you can reach me by email at podcast@flameflash.net. And we're on iTunes. This will be the second episode to go up on iTunes after it's done. And all three episodes are up. Moving on, though. Seems that irony likes to bite me in the rear end rather often. So last time, I highly endorsed Raptor.com, and then they changed everything about the website. Yep. Still a really great site, really good client, but you're going to have to use old.raptor.com alongside Raptor.com to get all of the features as they transition over to the new format and site. As far as other gaming news goes, new Super Mario Bros. We just as a family unlocked the second level of World 9. We're slowly working through as we can as a family. Raptor says we did about an hour and a half there. And see, that's what I like Raptor for. Tracking. Gameplay tracking. LEGO Star Wars 3 just arrived in our household, because if you follow the blog, you'll know that my eldest had a birthday. And that was one of his gifts. Very happy about that, especially since the summer just started. Civilization 5. Ventured in there for just a couple of hours as well. Really looking forward to the announced Hot Seat play. Yes, Hot Seat. Hot Seat, if you're not familiar with it, is when two players can play on the same computer in the same game at the same time. Yes, you do take turns, which is why it's called the Hot Seat. One person sitting in front of the computer, then you switch. Or you just get two darn chairs and you both sit in front of it. I'm really looking forward to playing with the son, though, on a Civ game. He really likes Civilization Revolution for the 360 and has racked up quite a few hours there in Raptor. And so being able to share a Civ experience with him, and being on a team, of course, so I don't get to slaughter him quite yet. He is 9. But it should be a really good way to share the Civilization experience. Mushroom Wars. I don't know why I decided to start up the PS3 and try this out. I think it was just the fact that I realized I had lost all of my save. And so I went back in and redid it again. Or at least redid the skirmish modes, and even scored myself a trophy that for some reason I didn't have before. Either maybe I didn't trigger it last time, or who knows what. But I have it now, the skirmishing on normal. Clocked about 3 hours to do that. I kind of did it too late at night. It was part of the problem, and so I was ending up falling asleep and staying up till 4. This was last weekend, of course. Yes, the podcast's a little bit late compared to the last one. I'm still trying to find a regular night that I can record on and reliably record. But I do plan to get something out every week, and that's the important thing. Episode 3, doing that is, well, right on track. World of Warcraft. Actually got to play some WoW last weekend, and a little bit this morning, interestingly enough. Since the kids didn't have to go to school, I had enough time to log in and craft Red Flare a couple of items for her gnome warlock, who is around level 73. She and her sister like to do some BGs every once in a while, and so I do still need to log in and make her some new stuff, so I armored them both and shuddered. They're leveling via PvP. It's rather impressive how far they've gone. Red Flare has also done a little bit of questing and even some instancing. I don't believe her sister has as much, which is probably why Red Flare has the higher eye level score between them. Also scored the You'll Feel Right as Rain Eating Chocolate Cookie achievement. I know it's something kind of silly, but surprisingly, I was one of the first 200 Raptor users to get that achievement. So even though it's semi-easy to get, especially if you have alts doing the cooking dailies, I got it, and I'm one of the first 200. So that's actually pretty neat. I don't know if I'm one of the first 200 of the, 11 million subscribers, but it's still pretty cool to be the first one of 200 at Raptor. I'm also leveling a new pair player. Yep. What's going on right now is Red Flare and I got to 85 on our Druids. I'm a Feral Resto and she's a Resto. But it's a little bit hard to think about if you're going to be partnering up in WoW. You need to partner up with different armor classes, or at least armor types. This is alleviated a little bit because I'm Feral as well, but I'm Feral Resto, so if something Resto drops, I'd feel really guilty taking it right now. But if I get my Death Knight caught up and 85 and paired with her, she still gets the melee tanking abilities of a Death Knight, but she doesn't have to fight me for leather, which should be quite beneficial for both of us. And then I can take my druid off and maybe quest a little bit faster on my own pace. And my druid's not really my PvP-er, though oddly I have done Tol Barad a few times and healed and quite loved that. But again, not my main PvP-er tune. And my Death Knight always has been. So getting the two PvP tunes together, because wife likes to PvP on her druid, or used to, and I think if she has a partner behind her, she'll be more comfortable. Because one of the bad things about WoW BGs is, for some reason, people don't understand they need to protect their healers. I don't know why, but they forget that. And then a rogue goes and eats them alive. Lego Harry Potter, years 1 through 4. This is an oldie but a goodie at this point. Son actually just put it in for the first time after getting it for Christmas, I believe. He's had a lot going on this school year, though. 9, 3rd grade, going on... Oh, crap, he's going on to 4th. 4th grade! Ugh. But we clocked some good amount of time over Memorial Day weekend on this one. Quite a bit of time. Scored a few good achievements, and I look forward to completing the game with him, because we're almost through it. Haven't unlocked everything, and probably won't. Have it on the Xbox. So a few achievements here or there have popped up on Raptor, but it's been fun playing with him, and playing with him on a story that he's not familiar with. Lego Star Wars, the complete saga, and Lego Star Wars 3, he's familiar with these stories. He's watched these stories. So sharing something totally new in a child-safe way, it's been awesome. And it might just inspire him to read, since, well, these are based on books, after all. Yes, they get darker as they go along, but if we do a Harry Potter book a year, that would be awesome, because 7 books, 7 years... If we don't spread it out that far, every 6 months, he's still going to have matured in the amount of time and be able to handle what these books throw at him. And it would be neat to share the experience and read with him. Because Redflare and I haven't read the Harry Potter books yet. We decided for some reason on this one to let the movies come first before watching, or before reading. And now the phenomena is kindly over, but never too late to pick up a good book, or so I hear. Last thing in my local gaming news would be that I am currently downloading Infamous. That's right. Welcome back, PlayStation Network and the PSN. A lot of people are out there right now. I was able to download my free PSP games on my laptop, but I can't sync them yet to my PSP because of network connection communication issues. They're just getting hammered. Hopefully at some point this weekend I'll be able to do so. The other scary thing is, this is filling up my hard drive. It is an 8-gig game. Ouch. Fortunately, we did have a little money planned and set aside for getting an upgrade for the PS3 internal hard drive, and so we went ahead and ordered a cheap 250 gig drive. Thanks to the PSN Plus cloud saving service, I'm not as scared anymore of, say, swapping out a hard drive, because all our saves are safe. Even, for instance, heavy rain. Everything's safe on that cloud. A wonderful PlayStation Plus feature. I would almost recommend going with PlayStation Plus just for that feature. But I mentioned a lot of Memorial Day gaming. It's also where we clocked most of our WoW hours. So wife and I were able to level our Worgen a little bit. And we were able to witness the baby rolling. We got, not the first time, but I think the third time on film, and so that's on the blog that you can see. So amazing how fast they grow. They need to take their time more. I wish... Well, I'm just thankful that we have the technology that we have so we can capture it easily and quickly and share it with family. Otherwise, they'd only hear about it. And that's a shame. But I also ventured into birthday cake decorating for the first time. You can see my handiwork on the blog at this point. That's tougher than it looks. I ate an entire evening. I had been looking forward to playing WoW, but my kids come first. So WoW had to wait. Superhero Squad cake was quite the success, though. Very much appreciated. We have an evening tradition every once in a while. We'll get a new series or some special occasion will happen, and so one of the kids gets a new series on DVD or Apple TV, and so we sit down together and snuggle on the couch and watch an episode or two before bed. We're able to talk about the episodes and pause if questions come up, and pause if one of the babies poops and fills their diaper rather badly. But it's just that needed bonding time that we try to do every evening to just let them know we're there for them and love them and enjoy their company and value them. The tradition seems to be going well so far. I've titled this episode, Let the Summer Begin, for a very good reason. The summer began for my babies. No, it's not technically summer yet. The summer solstice hasn't hit and whatnot. But the important thing is, the kids are out of school. And, of course, the first thing they do on this first day they're out of school, they pretend to be in school again. I believe my eldest decided to play the role of teacher, and The eldest daughter decided to play the role of student. I believe this is one very good reason she has such amazing grades. She's getting tutored two grades ahead of her. I think he had her practicing cursive, for instance. She's not scheduled to learn cursive until she goes back to school. So this is going to be quite the summer, I think. Quite warm. Poor Red Flare has a little heater in her lap. A miserable little heater, because newbie there doesn't like the hot weather any more than Mommy does. But I mentioned going out onto the PlayStation Network and grabbing my Infamous and my Super Stardust HD. I guess the other Wipeout HD thing was some extra track pack, but I wasn't overly impressed with Wipeout HD, so I didn't want to just get the track pack. I'll leave that up for others. Yes, Super Stardust HD is probably one of the smaller games to get, but Dead Nation is not child appropriate. So I went with what was. Also downloaded LEGO Pirates. That's right, they ventured into the pirate realm now. No, not the form of piracy that's illegal, but the form of piracy as in Jack Sparrow. LEGO style. So, Sun's been looking forward to playing that and trying it out. I believe it's already out, or is about to come. Nope, it's already out. But E3 is on its way. Quite excited about that. I've been following IGN editors a lot on Twitter, and they're very excited. Their excitement is contagious. It's been really fun watching the various things that are already coming out and coming up. Tomb Raider reboot, it looks amazing from the pre-rendered trailer, for instance. I can't really think of anything else right now that stands out, but that's probably because that Tomb Raider trailer, for now, has stolen the pre-buzz for me. Yes, there's Nintendo's Project Cafe, or Wii 2, or whatever you want to call it, but it's not out yet. And given how oddly we haven't really been using the Wii that much, even the kids, even though it's supposedly a kid system, we just haven't been playing it. I partially think one reason I've given up on it is because of a lack of achievements and easy tracking. It's one of those that I have to manually tell Raptor, I've played New Super Mario Bros. Wii. Or I've played Wii Fit. Or any of the other games we've been blessed with. But that covers it, I think, for tonight. And for FlameFlash.net, remember you can reach us on Twitter is FlameFlash, email at podcast@flameflash.net, and we even have a Facebook FlameFlash.net page for you to be certainly welcome to come by, like it, and submit questions or comments for the show there. One feedback piece I got was that I needed to speed up my speech, so hopefully I fulfilled that, and we're coming in under the 20-minute mark, so I'm going to thank everyone for listening and sign off.